there, it's Mary Jane from the Ulrich Tunnels, www.ulrichtunnels.com. just to follow on from some of the points, especially with the people that work with young adults, I think the problem is society isn't flexible enough for young people with ideas. And what we've tried to do is...
it's not flexible.
Not flexible enough in terms of how people get involved. And so what we've tried to do is create the framework and the physical space where young people can meet and unite ideas. And we've made it our jobs to kind of lessen the bureaucracy around opportunities in favour of risk-taking, open-mindedness, and mutual learning so that they'll learn from each other and industry professionals. When neither of us are social workers or counsellors, we come from the industry, and it's about having the strength within your programme to say that we, quite frankly, won't work with companies. You know, they might be one of the biggest directors in the world or art galleries, but we won't work with them if they won't work with our network. Because it's about putting people, young adults in particular, to us at the heart of everything we do and giving them a holistic approach to learning so that they understand the ethics of absolutely every cog in the work of our institution.
So, but where does all that confidence come from then? If you're not a trained social worker or a teacher or anything like that, how do you have the confidence to say to young people, come in, learn with us? But you say to businesses, you're not allowed in here unless you're going to actually take what we really do, take the whole. Where does that confidence come from?
I think it's just a very human quality in that you have an understanding of how an industry works and that you just embrace everybody's individual qualities. It's about giving voice to their individual ideas and giving tasks their practical skills, no matter what their interests, so that, you know, we have the luxury within the arts that we cover such a broad range of, you know, different film, theatre, art specifically, so that we can kind of tap into anybody's interests and give them autonomy in that sense, and that we send them out on training, and it doesn't matter, you know, that it's self-sustaining and they can use that forever, whether they engage with us or not.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you very much for being so successful.